welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business, Radio Family. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day at the same time, and I thank you for joining me today as we conclude a message I began this week, which I've entitled The Touch of the Master's Hand. And we were looking at just a couple of verses found in the Gospel of Luke, the 5th chapter. And please allow me to read that for you. And it came to pass, when he, that's Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand, that's Jesus, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And I'm going to read just one further verse, verse 14. And Jesus said something to him. He charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And 15 says, but so much more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to be healed by him of their infirmities. And so we see from Scripture that never man spake like Jesus. But my friends, when we read about Jesus, we can also say that never man touched like this man. When you think about it, Jesus was the Word made flesh dwelling among us. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was baptized of John, he was in his physical earthly body, that same physical body like we possess, and he was at the end of his life put on a cruel cross. He shed blood. He was wounded. He was ripped open his back with those terrible cat of nine tails that the Roman soldiers used. He had a physical body, but John testifies that he saw the heavens open. The Father spoke and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form upon Jesus. And so when Jesus touches you, all the resources, all the power, all the love, all the ability of the Godhead are in the touch of the Master's hand. When we are sinners, what occurs is we repent of our sins, we are cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus, which he shed at Calvary, and we are guaranteed our salvation by his word. Romans says if we would believe in our heart on the Lord Jesus Christ and confess with our mouth, then we will be saved. And following that, then there is a walk, a life of affirmation, of declaring that Jesus is our Savior, because Jesus said if any man is ashamed before others of him, he would be ashamed of them before his Father in heaven. But, beloved, the touch of Jesus' hand is accompanied by the word of his power. It's not just his loving hand of compassion reaching out, but with those words spoken, be thou made, I will, be thou made clean, be thou cleansed. That's exactly what happens when he touches us. And I'm just going to ask, I've been ministering this week and believing God for those of you listening today that you will experience the touch of the Master's hand. When Jesus speaks the word, beloved, it is done. When Jesus spoke, immediately the leprosy departed from this man. And so, beloved, whatever your need may be, when Jesus speaks to that sickness, to that sin, that habit, that defeating negativity, all those things that the enemy would oppress you with, all those old habit patterns, those bondages from your past life, they will depart if you will throw yourself at the feet of Jesus, as it were, and cry out to him in your faith. I just want to stop right now and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Lord, you see, we need the hand, the touch of Jesus. We need the touch of the Master. Lord, there are so many listening that need your intervention in their lives. Lord, there's a sister listening that you've been moving on her heart. You're wanting her to step out in a new ministry, in something she hasn't done before, in being able to minister to children, to become more active in the local church where you belong. And the Lord is just saying, he's with his hand of anointing upon you, he will give you the wisdom, the ability, the strength that you need to fulfill what he's asking you to do. And that's true of any of you who are sensing God is asking of you to do something, that just know that whom he calls, he qualifies. In fact, years ago, Brother Glass wrote an article on that. If you want to request it, please do. Whom he calls, he qualifies. God is a God who never asks anything of us, that he doesn't give us the ability, the empowering, the giftings of his Spirit to be able to accomplish that. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, you see this sister? Lord, you see the things that you are speaking to her heart. Lord, you see many who have the call of God on their lives, not just some for public ministry, others for a specific work, a specific walk of obedience as a disciple, as an ambassador, as an evangelist and a disciple of yours, to be able to teach babes and lambs the things they need to know in their walk with God. Father, right now I come against the spirit of inadequacy. Lord, you know, even Moses objected. He was basically saying, get someone else. I'm slow of speech. I can't do that. And Father, I bind those lies, whatever the enemy would bring against your beloved to make them feel inadequate, to make them feel unqualified, to make them feel that they don't know the word enough. Father, you took ignorant fishermen who weren't skilled in knowledge of the law, and you made them powerhouses for you. So Lord, I'm asking for that empowering to those who are listening, Father, you know, Lord, those whom you're dealing with. And I pray right now for the touch of the Master's hand upon them, body, soul, and spirit. Right now, receive in the name of the Lord Jesus that anointing to destroy every yoke from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be charged by the mighty power of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for setting people free. I thank you for loosing people into the ministry that you have called them to walk in. I thank you, Lord, for those who are weary. They've been persevering, Lord. They're doing all they can do. But Lord, there's just some that are just overwhelmed. They're just worn out. And the Lord would say, take a break, get some rest. This is God's plan for us. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will just give them an opportunity to be able to rest in you. Lord, to take that, to obey that Sabbath principle. Lord, you don't want us to burn out for you. You want us to be living, glowing flames of your power and your presence. You don't want us to burn out because, Lord, you supply the anointing oil. Lord, we just keep our lamps trimmed and you keep the anointing flowing. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you will undertake and you will minister, and by your mighty hand, your hand of love and compassion, you will touch every needing heart in Jesus' name. Praise God. You know, at the beginning, I read verse 14, where Jesus said, "Go, show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according to Moses what he commanded for a testimony unto them." He wanted, because people just weren't cleansed of leprosy, he wanted that to be a testimony. But notice, when Jesus said that, as he said, "Show yourself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them," this was an offering according as Moses had commanded. And he was bearing a testimony unto them that Jesus Christ came into this earth to fulfill the law and not set it aside, as he said many times. Beloved, when Jesus does a work, it can withstand the minutest inspection, not only of the law and the prophets, but the power and the work of Jesus can and will outwithstand the world, the flesh, the devil, and all of his forces. He is our victorious Christ. Can you give him praise? Father, we thank you. We bless your mighty, wonderful name. Thank you for it, Lord, for it is in worship and in praise that you shall experience a breakthrough, says your God. As you feast your eyes upon me in the Spirit, as you allow my hand to touch you with the hand of my anointing that shall cause every yoke of fear, of weakness, of inadequacy to go, you shall be released into new power and new strength and new anointing, and you shall see, others shall see that the hand of the Lord is upon you, that the hand of the Lord is with you, and you shall give me praise, and you shall give glory to my name, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, we receive that. As John the Baptist said, Lord, we must decrease, but you must increase. That Jesus alone will receive all the glory. Lord, we love you. We close this broadcast with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you for how you have ministered this week. We thank you for every life you've touched. And Lord, if you would have them write and connect in a more personal way with this ministry, Lord, move by the power of your Holy Spirit. Let them note down that contact information. And Father, I thank you with all of my heart for the work you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, all I have to say is please obey him. There's a blessing in obedience. Amen. Thank you for joining me this week. I thank you so much for your prayers, how important they are. UCM Partners, your faithfulness and giving is such a blessing, and because of that, we remain on this station. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.